You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
I'm Catherine Lanfer, in for both Adora Udoji and John Hockenberry this morning. Now, in hours, Congress could be asked to approve a rescue plan for the nation's banks. It's been called the biggest intervention of its kind since the Great Depression. We're going to turn now for the latest to Todd Zwillick. He is with the Capital News Connection, and he joins us from Washington, D.C. Now, Todd, we know that both the Federal Reserve Chairman, Ben Bernanke, and Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson made their case last night to members of Congress, and they continue to meet throughout the night. What was the case they made?
Well, the case they made seemed to be the case that lawmakers started talking about by around 4 or 5 o'clock yesterday, which is that immediate intervention is needed and that the government is going to have to take some of this rotten debt off of the hands of the banks with some money, hold that debt, and as some lawmakers have been saying, get some of that bad paper that's clogging the system out of the system. There's a consensus building around that concept now. Exactly how they do that remains to be seen, but that's the message they came with.
Okay. Now, we've seen so far this week, the Wall Street Journal has called it a patchwork approach to fixing this problem. So how systemic is this plan?
Well, we don't know what the plan is. We don't know what the plan is yet. When they came out of the meeting last night and we were all sitting there waiting for them, the impression that they gave and the impression that they intended to give is that everyone is on the same page, even though this is an election year. So you had Republican leaders, bicameral banking committee, bicameral bipartisan Republicans and Democrats with Bernanke and Paulson, everyone coming out and making sure to deliver the same message. And that's by design. There's no question about that, that they expect a plan from the administration, from Paulson and Bernanke, one assumes. They said within a matter of hours. We'll see if that means, you know, by today or maybe perhaps Monday or over the weekend. They expect a suggestion, a plan from the administration, and that Congress would work hand in hand to get that done. That's the message, and I think that message is designed to provide some confidence to the markets and to the public, frankly, who are very, very worried that everyone's going to be very adult and try to get something done. There are some things in play that could make that difficult, but we'll see.
Well, I want to get to those in a minute. But it is interesting that there's such a bipartisan approach here because it was, I believe, just earlier yesterday, let's go back to that term of measurement hours, when we were hearing from members of Congress who were so nettled by the AIG deal.
Right. And it remains to be seen how nettled they remain. Like I said, the message last night was we're all on the same page. And then come the details. I think that there's a real sense this problem is very, very real. And there is a time for seeking advantage and winning, i.e. elections, beat the other guy. And there is a time for using your authority to solve a problem. And it's going to be very interesting to see how those two imperatives play against each other.
You said earlier that you know, it was time for everyone to act like the adults they are, but that there were things in play that could possibly stop this. What are you talking about?
Well, Democrats want an economic stimulus, first of all. They have been angling for a second stimulus that has money, has an injection of money for the things that they hold dear: transportation projects, infrastructure, unemployment insurance, food stamps. Early yesterday, these things seemed to be slipping off the table. Democratic appropriators around Congress were saying stimulus isn't going to get done. The president won't sign it. It's just not really going to happen. They were starting to accept that it wasn't going to happen. Well, now that seems to be starting to change. Speaker Pelosi sent a letter to the president last night, right around the time that this meeting was happening, saying, "Mr. President, we stand ready to stay in town past the adjournment date of next week to get this market plan done because it's so important, and to enact a stimulus that's also important." So what is she saying? She seems to be sending the signal that cooperation on the stimulus may be part of the price of getting the administration's priorities into this rescue plan. Then the other side of it is Republicans, conservative Republicans, who were very unhappy with AIG, very unhappy with what they call government bailouts of various investment banks. And they've been circulating letters around their own rank and file: no more bailouts. We don't want to do this anymore. And Richard Shelby, the senior Republican on the Senate Banking Committee, came out last night. He didn't say he wasn't on board, but he said skeptical, and we're going to have to review all this. And his spokesman put out a statement later in the night saying it's responsible to be skeptical about this. So, yes, we're all on board. Yes, we're all cooperating. Yes, we're solving a problem. But send us the details, and we'll decide exactly how much we're cooperating.
All right. When those details come out, I hope we talk to you again. Thanks for joining us, Todd.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Todd Zwillick, he's our man in Washington. He's also with the Capital News Connection. We're going to turn now to...